Hi, I'm Bill Slavisek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Kingdom of Thoth. This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.vorpalnetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
So on the docks, technical difficulties.
So just a lot of technical difficulties.
Okay. So last we left off. Well, let's backtrack.
Please.
No!
So...
There is no time. Please sum up.
We will sum up. So, basically, you guys were sent to this decrepit tower to find some magic horn named Ballad's Horn, which can, depending on how you look at it, summon either undead or spirits of
fallen warriors.
Fallen warriors.
Brandon, and you're not, you get to keep them.
You're supposed to find the horn in this tower and take it back to the creepy advisor to the chieftain so that he can use it to help save the city at some point in the future. Right. So that's why most of you went.
But if you hook up that horn to a soul-draining device,
no.
the magical energies you could...
No. Just say no.
Our half-elf, though everybody that hasn't really seen an elf except for Drendan, so the elf...
Hello.
Was wandering about and came upon the tower and ended up with some undead who kept him for pet for a little while. Then you guys came in.
It wasn't so bad.
At some point, the horse and the toad have disappeared. Drendan's toad and your horse.
Oh, of course.
The horse. Never around when you need one.
Right. Now, when you entered the tower, you realized that there was a staircase in the center of the tower, which allowed you to teleport from different levels. And while you were exploring the tower, you ran into all sorts of critters. You ran into a bunch of critters, and the druid befriended a chimera. And you guys found a creepy, giant tapestry that you can enter, which has bodies of elves that were sacrificed in some horrible way stored in it. And you found a glowing dagger that seems to glow around our half-elf friend.
I'm pretty sure we have the tapestry with us.
Yeah, we do.
Well, you had the tapestry with you, yes, but then you ran into the skeleton dude, the scared of everything, the talking skeleton dude. You tried to send back.
I was trying to help him. He was undead.
Well,
he was.
He was undead. And he still is undead.
Well, it's not right. It's unnatural.
You find out he was an elf at one point.
What?
So,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they found these cells in this torture area, and everybody was dead in the cells. Well, there were other critters in the cells.
Was there another game after this? After the game with the tapestry?
Yeah.
Oh, there was? Okay.
He's getting back.
Yeah. Okay. That's when you find the talking skeleton dude.
Oh, yeah. I never saw that.
Yeah. Because when he died, the wizard basically just reanimated him and then like bound his soul to the skeleton. So he still thinks he's him.
Ah.
And now we're walking out of the tower victorious with our horn on our way back.
Right.
After killing those goblins
but
and dying skeletons.
You also ran into a elven ghost who asked you to return the bodies back to elves. He wasn't very clear on where these elves are. And before you headed up again, you left the tapestry last time with the skeleton dude downstairs.
Skeleton dude came upstairs with us.
No, you left the skeleton dude downstairs. He went upstairs with you, yes. But you left the tapestry somewhere downstairs. I thought it was with the skeleton dude.
No, we left it with the ghost that was the guy that was in the tapestry.
No,
we
didn't. I don't remember leaving tapestry.
The skeleton dude was in the torture chambers.
Right, he went with you.
Ah!
I know. He's the bomber. Okay, well then, do you guys want to carry around this giant tapestry?
No, we took it downstairs.
Yeah.
And we left it there.
It's downstairs.
All right.
On the first floor.
Tapestry is downstairs.
Ground floor.
Do you want the ghost to protect this tapestry?
Yes, yes.
Sure. It would be in his best interest if we want to rest his soul.
If he wants his body to go back to the elves, then yes, you damn well better protect that tapestry.
Okay. Do you want the skeleton dude?
He comes with us.
Philadel, the skeleton dude, to guard the tapestry or go with you?
I'm done quantity. Let's leave him with the tapestry.
Yeah.
We can always use a meat shield.
He's not really
he doesn't have any meat.
And he's terrified of everything, so he'd hide behind
bone kind of window.
I say guard the tapestry.
He's from being tortured to death.
Because unfortunately, sadly, the ghost might not be able to attack all the creatures, unfortunately.
Yeah, the ghost was fairly useless.
Yeah.
So I say that you guys are the skeleton friends. Leave the skeleton to guard.
Leave him down there with the ghost.
Well, he's afraid of, you know, being eaten by something, but he'll guard the tapestry. All right, good. NPC is flipped over.
So, what's my game bad?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Now, you've discovered that each of the landings on the staircase have a different rune on them, which seem to have something to do with a dragon body part. And the... You're on what is level...
We're headed to level six.
You're on sixth level. And now you're not on the top.
I tried. Yeah.
And it is rune for head. And you guys had opened the door, and you had fought some armor dudes, which were in that room right there.
Yeah. Okay.
Kicked their ass.
Dun, 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 dun,
and you killed them.
Okay. Woo!
And then you're, like, all, I don't know, having a rave or something.
Having a rave?
Okay. He's got a match with six men. You know what happened last time?
So.
I don't want to have that happen again.
I'm going to have some fun to put some of those little cracking glow sticks on the blender.
What?
Yes. You get the little glow sticks to break.
Turn out the light.
It's just a glow.
And then you don't have a blender anymore.
You can match it.
Is it useful?
You might have some slight moisture.
You have company over there. Yeah. You can use a blender for anyway.
Yeah.
We have a blender. We haven't used it since we moved in. Yeah, we have a blender. It leaks.
It leaks.
That's okay. I burned down the blender I had.
I didn't know you had a blender.
Yep. They used to make smoothies.
Smoothies.
That was until the blender stopped working.
Because you just can't throw
too much chocolate in there, or not, sir?
No, were you playing fruit. Will It Blend?
No, this is frozen fruit, and then it starts smoking, and then it died. Does anybody need tokens?
Tokens?
Anything?
For,
I don't mark anything.
The surges?
Yeah. Surges.
Oh, yeah, I'll take surges. Yes.
Like I don't have surges.
Gotcha. Okay. Take your surges and
add.
Probably have used a few because.
Nope.
Okay. No, we waited in this room to take a long rest.
Yep. We're all we took revived, a right?
We're all good. But, however, I have some things marked off today. Still.
Dailies?
Was that. No?
Oh, I thought you were just going to take them.
Oh, yeah, this. Stone piece.
So we didn't. Utilities are they at will or encounter? They should have.
It will say on
this
the.
This one's daily. Yeah. This one's daily.
Yeah, make it more common this week.
Our action points are reset.
So you guys rest in this creepy summoning entrance.
From do we rest for a day or just a few hours?
That's a few
just
guys.
A long rest. Because so. Everybody had used their dailies.
Okay, so yes, we're going to reset daily.
So reset everything?
Okay.
So are you guys resting?
Evidently.
Reset.
Are you guys putting up a watch?
No, we're going to stay outside the creepy room with no watch.
Okay.
We're all just going to go to sleep.
Well, we use sundials now. No watches.
Let me check. Let's see. Let's
all right, so,
for
a
murdered.
Yeah.
I think mine's already been murdered. Replace it with a doppelganger.
One level lower doppelganger at that.
That's okay. I can still probably kill a couple of you guys.
You're not endearing yourself to the party.
One action point. Do we carry over action points
and stuff? You just have one action point.
I'm sorry, mighty party leader. This guy just happened to, you know, fall in front of my spear 14 times. It was a mere accident. I can't believe that went off.
One action point.
My crossbow accidentally went off.
I was cleaning it, and it went off.
It just went off. I figured it was, you know.
But you only have 5 bolts. Well, you know, it's one of those things.
I believe in, you know, recycling.
Going green.
Well, I was trying to help them by pulling them out, and they just happened to go off again, back in them.
How many watches do you want?
37.
All right, so that one's vetoed immediately by the party.
I have 4 watches.
Tick, 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 tick.
Oh, all right, who's on first watch?
I'll take first.
I'll take middle. I'll be on the last watch.
Out of 4? You take the middle too?
Yeah.
I'll take third watch.
I'm the third.
Guess
I'm resting.
Second.
I need sleep.
You'll all need my.
I'll take second.
I did on the last time.
I
just kind of walked around and
let
you guys beat up.
You and Drin are arguing, I think, over the usefulness of throwing
for
eyeballs.
For us, that shifty ingredient.
Wasn't that what it was? Drin and Valley argued over the use of fireballs in closed spaces.
Yeah.
Isn't that the answer to most situations? Fireball them?
No.
No.
That's his answer to most of the
Or volcanoes. Volcanoes are useful too.
Okay, so are you resting or are you taking a watch?
Who's doing what? So
I need a fully
on first.
Not second, third.
Scott and James' his characters are on second.
Who's what though? I forget who's what.
Okay.
Who's playing what?
Third.
I'm a ranger.
You're a ranger.
I'm a doppelganger wizard.
I think we should probably have 2 people on each watch. That way, if one person fails their perception check, somebody else might pass it.
Okay, I'm going to be on hers then.
Okay.
Third watch.
Or if they're a doppelganger, they could be somebody.
I'll
be
with Maybe John. Given the history of my roles, I shouldn't be in March 11.
You'll be with who, John? Okay, your last.
Or if there's something that happens, I can
just don't put Rob and I on the same watch. Yeah. That would be disastrous.
Are you taking
the
watch?
Oh, party wipeout! Yeah!
I'll take the last watch with him.
I have five critical failure.
Or whoever didn't have a partner for a watch.
Oh, okay. Well, then that would
I
be...
threw all three dice into it. Oh, the fireball!
That would be too
personally, put yourself to battle for that.
Maiden Hill.
All right, so, watch number one. Nick.
Yes.
Colin, give me a perception check.
Oh, crap.
Roll a d6, add your perception.
D6?
Okay.
Yeah, d6. D20 and add your
thank you.
What?
Only a douchebag will make them roll a 6.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
All right, anybody else can roll 20s, John can roll d4.
I keep missing.
19. Okay.
10.
Seriously?
8.
Oh. Wow.
I apparently stabbed my eyes out.
Yeah, I hear something smack. Oh, yeah.
Alright, well.
Neither one of you noticed the bad guy stabbing the rest of your people in their sleep.
Mine wasn't that bearable.
What's that squishing sound?
Somebody's busy playing dice games rather than watching what's going on.
Is it raining? Like someone drowning in their own blood.
Ah, well, I'm sure I was just doing this.
I'm sure it's nothing.
Just
did I wet myself or am I bleeding? I don't know.
It's normal for the pipes to scream, help me, help me.
All right, well.
You must be having nightmares.
So first watch starts and you're not really sure what the half-elf is doing. He seems to be staring at a wall. You think he's awake. His eyes are open, at least. And...
Court says hi.
Pow! But you definitely hear noises coming from, down the stairs, as well as from the door, as you can see on this map, there's a closed door over there. And,
the big Chinese theater door?
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
Awesome.
So the big old door there, there's noises coming from there. Various growls and screams and moaning and...
So I'll stay...
It's an orgy.
I'll leave the door closed for now.
It's a one
party. Our party needs.
There's a big rave on the
side. I'll near the door so I can kind of ambush anything or come out the side over here.
Although definitely it needs to be fireball.
Sorry. I'm knocking over everybody over here so I can ambush whatever comes out of everything.
And a direct path of fireballs.
All right.
In the wrong direction.
She was sleeping facing the wall.
Can't see anything.
All right, so second watch.
I was hiding out of my
our barbarian friend and our mage.
I actually have a very good perception check. Doesn't mean I'll say anything. Still.
So give me a perception check, please.
Can I borrow some dice from someone?
What do you mean?
I didn't think about that.
What do you mean?
Oh, probably one of each, probably.
Oh. Hamlet and Grendon.
20.
Okay. Was that before you?
Did
you get the number?
No, I got that.
Okay. I thought I asked. You'd ask for dice, so you gave me a number. I was like, eh.
They gave me one die. From, so
oh, it's random number generator. Oh, right. You didn't have a PC. Never mind.
You could use a calculator.
Yeah, the random number generator's in my head. And I seem to get 20s a lot. I don't know.
A natural 20 this time.
Scott, what did you get on your perception,
25.
Please? 25. All right. Well, you guys will also hear horrible noises coming from the door. Though, with the 25, it sounds like it's Well, obviously you don't know how big the next room is, but it seems to be coming farther away than just like right next to the door, even mid. It's somewhere towards the back of whatever's beyond that door. Various growling and screaming and moaning and lights. And
okay. Are we just standing on the side of the door?
Yeah, just like, hang it out.
I guess so.
We need rest before we... whatever that is.
Every once in a while the door goes, thud.
They need their privacy.
They have some of that KY intentions.
No! Oh, no. You're going to put a sign up to not disturb.
The dungeon room is a rocking bed.
Do I see a tie hanging on the door?
You're asleep now.
Possibly. All right, so unless you guys want to do anything on second watch, moves on to third watch.
I don't watch.
So, yeah. Melissa and Robin roll perception. Please.
After roll perception check, don't you think they told us that? Yeah. By the way, there's banging and screaming beyond the door.
What do you think?
I don't know. Do you guys tell them when you wake up? Still roll perception check.
I got a 30. I got a 26. Wow.
I think there's a couple of ogres doing the nasty on the other side of that door.
I got a perception check. Oh, stab. Great.
You two can figure out. It sounds like the noise.
The barbarian was thrown into the machine.
Is probably coming through a couple of walls. Like, the noise is very. It's obviously loud, because you guys can hear it out here, but it's probably louder in the next room. And it seems like, from just the noise, there's probably another room beyond that.
Is it an animal, vegetable, or mineral? Hopefully only animals scream.
Noise. possibly, let's see, what would noise be?
Make noise, Dash.
Oh, wait.
Dash, don't destroy stuff.
Stop. And beyond that, you know, for a 30, you can hear the chimera in the lower ground, you know, the lower level probably eating a portion of it.
Eating my horse.
Yeah, your horse.
Your horse? For your horse.
You know, he doesn't ride a whore around.
He might be a pimp.
Well, he might, but...
It might double as one sometimes.
I tied him up outside.
His elves work in mysterious ways.
All right, well, Forrest Watch will show up. And it's the druid and our fighter.
Obviously, we point out the noises to
that.
Yes.
Who does the
boogie
trap on the door?
What?
13.
You hear
Drendon
snoring.
Boy, he's loud.
I suffocate Drendon.
I snicker.
Twenty-three. Well. So they tell you that there's all this noise, and you guys get ready for watch, and you're listening for it and stuff, and it's just quiet.
What do you suppose your cat?
Oh my god!
Yeah. I told you I wish I had my phone to take a picture.
Yeah. Spider cat.
Spider cat.
There's a spider cat.
I think I can.
We need like some duct tape and put them up there just so you can take the picture. Again.
Yes. And now Dash is like, what?
What?
No picture for you.
No picture for you.
Unless you get a picture of me in the trash can playing in the trash. Yeah. That's as generous as I get.
All right. So you guys get ready. You know, wake up a little bit, and wait for a nice little watch of noise and weirdness coming from the room, and there's no noise.
Everything must be okay.
There's no bugs. There's no moaning, screaming. There's nothing.
Well, they got a tire eventually, I suppose.
Even the greatest torturers have to take a break once in a while.
All right, so you guys wake up. You're all replenished. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do?
That would be his dog.
Well,
you can't go back.
Just get ready
and
open the door.
All right.
Have somebody check the door so it doesn't explode.
Oh yeah, we should check the door first.
Who wants to check the door?
Check it.
Nemo.
All right.
Then you gotta stop yourself.
Roll the.
Then Collins.
Ivory or.
Well, it's gonna be perception.
It looks fine to me!
Alright, the door is fine.
I very specifically going to say, it looks okay.
Looks clear.
We get on open.
Looks clear.
Alright.
Looks clear.
But
looks clear.
Now,
looks clear.
So she runs out, well, she moseys on over to the door, and she does this thorough inspection. She's like looking at the door, looking up. Oh, it looks great.
But it looks okay.
Well, it's locked.
No. Other than being locked.
Well, this is where we needed a brute.
I think I've locked it.
And the party was defeated by a
locker. Well, it's time to go home. So
see ya.
I got a 14 to try to pick the lock.
Ooh, I can try to pick the lock too.
I can always fireball the lock too. I'm sure that would work.
Bash the pit, file the hide, keep the cover.
Now if you just put the lid on there, maybe he'll go to sleep.
That would be so nice.
For
so
a little while. Turn off.
Bye, kitty.
I'll try to pick the lock.
You're going to jump the lock.
The lock's very crappy. She was able to open it.
Oh,
it was very crappy.
Yeah.
I guess you could lock it again and just
show her how it's really
I just want to have some fun.
He doesn't care. He was licking the top of it a little bit.
Got cheeseburger? What was that one? Was that
I can pass cheeseburger.
I have cheeseburger or whatever?
I can't pass cheeseburger.
Can't pass cheeseburger. Thank you.
Thank you, lost to the cat now.
Alright, so.
Chewing on the
who wood. Is going in first?
I'll go in first.
Alright. So,
it's what are you, John?
Who wants to sweep up his remains?
The fighter.
Fighter.
Who's going in first? You're going in first?
Where are you?
Okay. Okay. Well, we have two clerics. So.
I have two horses.
For gold!
I guess I should, like, step in first.
Okay, so
he walks
very deliberately.
Like,
first.
Blue with one? Shield and spear in front.
Nope, no. You got a spear.
I will not argue with the meat shields.
Yeah. Well, and so you're bellowing your. You know,
I proceed with a nice steady
march. He walks in front of you.
It looks like a library.
Look up and down, look for things that'll move.
We have all just sneak attack.
See if
library.
What are these strange things?
There appears to be a rug on the floor.
We will move the rug.
I might as well go in.
Is the rug moving?
Okay, whoever wants to go in, move him in.
It's okay. It's alright.
First thing I do is pull up the rug.
I walk around the rug and go to the other side of the room.
Yeah, it's a pretty ratty rug. Doesn't appear to be anything underneath it. Yep, that's the dog.
Oh, that's my dog.
Nothing underneath it, then.
Search the room. I think Jacob
right.
should go in first.
Whoever wants to search the room.
Jacob disagrees and thinks you should go in first.
Give me perception checks if you're searching the room.
Okay. Oh my. Jacob's a better player than I am.
Oh, I've got a 20.
I see nothing. 25.
I've been all of my
trip over the rug.
20.
I trip over each other.
Okay.
What is that? Oh.
Okay.
Wow, well, back up.
Hi.
What?
Be back up.
I've been rolling average.
Alright, so tables and shelves fill this room. Tables and shelves hold beakers, files, and other strange glassware, scales, charcoal, books, and pieces of paper. Against the south wall, an open book, ink, font, and a quill sit upon a large, sturdy-looking desk. A stool is lying on its side, at the foot of the desk, a door stands partially open on the west wall. And there's a sturdy wooden door on the east wall.
I will take a look at the book.
Yeah.
Well, there's tons of books. Okay, John, what did you get?
It's a diary.
I got a 12.
Well, yeah, there's lots of books.
One looks like a diary. You know how to read or anything.
Yeah, words.
One of them never came from reading a book.
Plus one of them says I-35.
25, I don't give a damn.
25, all right. Are you looking, where are you looking specifically?
Where is my character over at? Wherever is in his area, that's what he's looking at.
You are by the big desk.
Okay, so you're actually by the big book.
There you go.
Big diary.
Just reading from
fluffy
the book.
Bunnies.
Oh.
Must not be
Ratu Barada.
All right. Well, we'll get to you in a second. James, what did you do?
20.
All right. Well, you're kind of looking at the book a little bit, but something catches your eye actually on the book shelves.
Okay. What catches
your eye? And books on the shelves around the room seem to cover topics of arcane knowledge, alchemy, demonology, and the planes.
Okay, I take all three.
Now, not three books.
Okay.
It's a whole set of books.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm kidding, saying I want to try to scale this pole and like
the actual, like, the other materials there, they're useless.
Yeah.
But if you were able to remove the books, they would make a nice addition to any scholar's library.
Don't I have a portable hole or something like that?
You actually have a bag of holding.
Okay. I throw them in my bag of holding.
All right.
There's a lot of things right now
that he's got legs.
You do also find this hidden within the books.
Thank you.
All right.
Here is hearing.
Colin,
yo,
what did you get for your perception check?
Evan, I tripped over the rug and fell down. I didn't see it there.
It's a very, you know, nice artistic rug.
Really moldy because you're smelling
13,
it.
13
smells like feet. Old nasty.
I did trip over the rug, but I will examine the bookcase that I'm next to.
All right. Well, there were books there, but when you blinked, and they were taken. All right, Nick, what did you get?
I got a 12.
Turned into psycho.
I noticed Valley.
Or good thief. I have to wonder if I would make a thief or not.
Now, as one of the clerics in the party, there's bunches of books, but Cor doesn't really care too much about reading.
Yeah.
Reading is for pussies.
I guess, you know, lifting books, like big tomes, might be like weightlifting.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's usually fairly useless.
Bed bar lift book.
But you will notice that the door on the other side, the closed door, well, it has this kind of weird, creepy, reddish aura about it.
Ooh, throw a book.
And, as you kind of stare at it, it's making you sick.
Oh my.
All right. So moving on.
Dogs.
Melissa, what did you get?
17.
All right. Well, you will actually grab up this on one of the shelves before it disappears into the book. And you will also notice the creepy door and the creepy aura from that door that's making you feel sick. Scott. 22. All right. Well, they're digging around looking at books and all that kind of fun stuff.
Or shoveling it into portable holes.
Yeah. Your bag of folding.
Yeah.
And
her face is melting.
Yes, my face is melting as I'm reading this.
Explosive.
I think we have something for that.
So, Scott, you seem to be over on this side, but you just are staring at that cabinet across the way, and there's just something odd about it. So, you mosey on over,
and fall in a pit.
Fall in a pit. Yeah,
just dead. You just need to leave for a after reading the scroll.
He's fine.
Okay. All right. And I just called the cat your name, your character's name.
Me?
Yes. Right. Not enough caffeine. Anyway.
Moving on.
So you're looking at this cabinet, you're like, and I reach out and push, and the cabinet moves sideways, and there appears to be a secret door. There's a secret door.
Two poles
right in front of him.
A red telephone.
Red telephone. And there's a little room. Somebody just wants to draw a little tiny room there. About four squares.
Isn't each square like 5 feet? So that's 20 by 20. That's not a tiny room.
Suck my house. Well, four totals. But no, it's like 5, 10, 15, 20. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like 10 by 10.
10 by 10.
Oh, okay. 10 by 10.
Yeah. And there is...
Wow, that's like a novel. Am I supposed to remember all this?
No, you can keep that.
Okay. Oh, good. That would help.
The scroll will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
It starts burning as I'm reading it.
Well, there's a box. There's like some sort of chest. Middle box.
Actually, it turns you into Meep from the Muppets.
Meep! Also there. And then Robin, what did you get?
What was it? Eager. Was
all
it
right.
Eager? Beaker. Eager.
Well, you will also notice the big tome as well as... you're over there.
Is my shininess blinding there?
You'll notice there was books on the shelf, but then somebody swiped them all.
This isn't quite
I'll look at the tome then.
Right. So you and Ethan are looking at the tome, and the tome appears to be a diary type. The thick, dusty, and bloody book on the desk holds, well, you've heard this name before, Cannabis. Which is the mage's name for the tower.
Etc.
And the sacrificing elves.
Same and the sacrificing elves. It appears to be a journal and working notes, most of which detail his researches and are incomprehensible to those without sorcerer's training. So you guys kind of stare at that part for a little while.
I have sorcerer's training.
There are notes in it that appears to detail some sort of summoning of various spirits and forces from beyond the world's borders. There's also writings that describe, with some excitement, a powerful spirit from some place called Acheron that he is bound and wishes to use to serve his more earthly needs. And he has that in quotations.
He is from hell.
After some careful study, a later entry indicates that he's uncovered her true name and type, and it appears to be something called an Irines.
Oh.
And he has discovered an arcane method of consorting with her safely by means of potions from those cursed city holy men that will protect him from her essence draining. And then the second to last entry talks about a blood offering that did not go very well. go very smoothly due to suspicion on the foul elf's part. It also mentions that the writer is suspicious that the Erinese is planning something and that he needs to remember to check her magic bonds.
Is she basically a succubus or something?
Brandon.
She is.
I don't know which
one of you guys want this. Is this a first edition Erinese or something with the succubus type stuff, or are we talking about Erinese with succubus type powers, or what are we talking about here?
That's the one I already have.
This one is.
All right, kind of look at my plane books that I've stolen already, but.
Well, first of all, do you?
This is fascinating.
You could actually use this.
I don't have Arcana.
Okay.
You could use it badly.
You could suck at it.
It may work not so well.
What is it?
It's a new die like Blame Arcana.
I can't read it. I don't know what.
Okay. I'll take a look at it if you will.
Do you tell Drendan about the possible demon summoning book?
No.
I did call Valley over to look at it, though.
All right. So Valley, who's tripping over, you know,
that's why I don't have your actual wizard look at it.
Stupid dog.
Yes, we're not going to have our actual wizard that you know likes to play with undead death machines over to look at it. Go figure.
I didn't do nothing wrong. I saved all your butts, actually.
And then, you killed yourself on that one.
Yeah, but,
you turned the machine on.
Well, you went crazy and started blasting the machine.
So anyway.
I can have an arcane.
So.
Roll
these way.
Be more than three.
You're thinking poorly.
Please be more than three. 12. There we go.
And plus, you're kind of still.
3, 5, 7, 12. 19.
Yay!
Yep. Dogan. 19. Well, yeah. There, some of the research in here could actually be used to possibly summon some sort of foul critter from the depths of hell.
Those are always useful.
It does entail various sacrifices of intelligent humanoids. It seems that within his notes, he really liked using elves for those sacrifices.
Oh. I gotta say, I have seven companions. Check it out.
No.
Hey.
You don't
happened to the elves.
No one needs to find a woman. Let's just summon a foul demon from hell.
Oh. Well, they're
totally not really.
Hey, they're easy.
Do you inform them of this?
Some of them.
Well, I make a perception check to listen in on their conversation.
If you want to.
Okay.
As you're looting.
So, what do you know about this demon thing?
That I might need a different arcana check, but I don't know.
19 on that one.
Well, they seem to be discussing something evil.
Okay, I get a little closer.
you're not quite sure what an Irones is. It's not something you've ever run into. But according to the notes, you obviously need protection to be around it.
Brendan, do you know what an Irones is?
It's a very bad
thing. It is. It's a, usually a...
Or it's the yellow. How long
is it, though? Can I learn what a...
The blue.
Make an arcane.
Yeah. Okay, I'll make an arcane trigger.
Yellow on both sides, maybe. Okay. I like that.
19.
That's a good color.
Because this irony sounds a little different from the ones I've heard about. 33, please.
All right, so he goes off on some discussion about various demons and the different types of demons that he knows about summoning. Not firsthand, obviously, but he's heard that you can summon ironies, and they have multiple uses. And goes on and on and on and... Yeah, basically an Irones in this case sounds more like a succubus. And
is this a demoness or a devil that
it's a demon?
It's a demon. Okay.
This is actually a demon.
I get a 20 to order my dog to pee on it.
So you're giving this great speech about this demon, which now you're pretty sure, since you know so much about it, you could summon this sucker.
I can, guys.
You feel this wet thing on your look down, and there's the dog just pissing on you.
Nah, you just kick him.
All right, so back to Scott.
Shift him to a bear. And pick him up.
Hey.
All right, so there's a box.
Dog, you pee on it.
I shake him to shake off
my bad
box. Then I put him back down.
You're like I did a fireball.
I could tell.
I would have hoped that I could have watched him call
it. If he was summoned the demon and bound it, it might still be here.
Who would be our check for traps and or arcana people?
Well, the arcana people.
Well, those are the arcana people.
Yeah. Check for traps would be probably the druid and or...
Whoever has the highest perception, I guess.
Yeah, or anybody who has the high perception is the trap finder. And, or beat shield.
Well,
the druid will do.
Exactly. Valley.
Yo.
Would you come here a minute, please?
Oh. Okay, have we noticed the door open on the other side?
The...
Oh, yeah, it's open a little bit.
No, the one that he opened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, we haven't gone
well,
into
then
we'll
the wander 20, over there.
20-foot
room. I'm going to take a few steps forward and see if it's cracked open.
There's
door.
A big metal
and
chest
try to listen
in here,
and see if there's anything or anybody
look at it before I did anything
beyond that doorway.
Okay.
Listen for noise.
All right, I'll get back to you in a second.
16. 16 for the
perception check.
Perception.
Or is arcana
check, is what I'm doing.
I don't know.
What are you
checking
trying to do?
For traps or what?
No, he was checking to see if it was magic.
You can check and see if it's magic, whatever. I just know that before I open it, I'm making sure that, you know.
So, but I use my
arcana. I'll go look.
You can use arcana if you stare at something long enough to basically sense its magical aura. It'll take about a minute.
I think we have a minute.
Then 22.
I've got an 18 of perception check. Look at it.
So we're both
kind of okay, so you're both staring at it. Yeah, he's kind of just staring.
Is this guy a sorcerer from the Far Realms or something? Or?
He's
a hell.
All right, so you're kind of looking at this door, it's trying to kind of...
Am I looking at the door or looking at
and
the
And I
box?
Walk up behind him and say,
I'm assuming you're looking at Bond.
And you are punched in the face with gauntlets. You want me to roll damage?
So looking in.
Bam!
Well.
Hey, I've got 19 dexterity. I can dodge that shit.
You think you see. Well, you see a large room. But you're pretty sure there's something drawn on the floor. And then there appears to be some sort of body, like, on that drawing. So, yeah, you stare at this sucker. And there is something magical around the box.
What it? You said a metal crate.
Box.
What kind of metal are we talking here? Iron, silver,
plutonium.
Probably iron.
Plutonium.
Possibly so. And when you stare at it a little bit longer, you're pretty sure there's two auras there. There's some sort of radiant or almost not quite holy damage, but energy damage type spell. And then there also appears to be some sort of aura coming from the box. Like where the lid on the box meets the act. There's like, you can just see kind of a little glow.
So was there something written on the box? Or do we know anything about the box? Should we even open the box? That's my question.
Nothing written on the box.
Maybe something should stay in the box.
Might be in there.
Who?
The horn we're looking for.
Well,
wasn't there
like
yes,
unholy?
Or there
was some demon, like
right?
Unholy
demon. Oh, God.
Although I don't know why I'm even talking your conversation. I'm still standing between him after I yelled.
There goes the horn. Oh, well.
Like, boo, and then run.
Can I pick up the rug and roll it up and, like, throw it at this crate to see if it catches on fire?
All right, so...
And it's an interesting way to check for traps.
it hits the box. Dust goes everywhere.
Now I've made that box smell bad, too.
It smells like meat.
Does it do anything to
no.
the
Nice.
I don't suppose okay. we have any...
I don't suppose you'd be willing to take small animal out of your bag of tricks and toss it in there, would you? I didn't think so.
Do you have any profound attachment to that dog? I'll sell you
much more of an attachment than I have to you.
I would never suggest that.
Oh, yeah.
But are like the animals that come out of the bed like real?
Yes.
I can always cast sleep on the guy and we can throw him in there.
I'm going to roll Arcana.
Okay, well, you kicked my dog.
Hey.
There's a big
such
metal
way
box
in here.
No, I see nothing. I'm blind, actually.
So, John, after you, you know, chase Robin's character around the room, trying to punch, you do get some punches in, obviously. You kind of go back to the door.
Roll that one again.
And you're pretty sure... you get this feeling that the room is breathing.
Breathing or breathing?
Breathing.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said breathing.
Either way, it's bad.
Not the kitchen. I explained the noise we heard last night.
By the way, was there anything under that big ugly rug that I picked up in the third box?
Probably the only clean spot in this whole tower.
So it's kind of like Shub Niggurath from the Black Woods.
I see. You immediately throw your stuff there.
An unholy clean spot.
You can all sleep in the corners.
And just spread out, take up that entire spot.
All right, what do you guys want to do?
Well,
I'll wait.
I'll finally walk over and take a look in the room.
Okay.
What do you think? Should we open the box or no? You guys, there's a box in here. What should we do?
Big metal box.
Have someone just.
I'll go inside of the box.
What?
You like
to open boxes? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's supposed to be retarded. I'm just.
Yeah, unless I get a wish. I don't know.
Well, you could, but he walks up and goes, huh? Right.
No.
Now.
Who did?
He did.
The druid.
There's this big room on the inside of the. Of the lid.
And the druid is blasted out of
existence. Now you go. And. Something discharges, but it doesn't seem to do anything. And then you look in, and there seems to be a piece of paper.
Congratulations, you are now cursed.
That has a name on it, and unfortunately I don't seem to have this piece of paper, so you'll need to write this down. The name is ALU-MOGNIS.
Are you bald?
You want to say that slower?
ALU dash.
We'll just call it now.
MOGNIS.
Alu
Magnus. Alu Magnus.
Alu Magnus.
Oh wait, no, I do have it. Good.
We'll just call him Mog.
And then there's also a elixir in there.
Mog for short. Mog.
The demon sex elixir. Yay!
Yay!
I told you to have some KY in
there. Aw, it says elixir will. That's not nearly as cool as demon sex elixir.
Well, maybe that's what he labeled it.
I knew that. I knew that druid had some weird taste.
Yeah. Alrighty.
But there doesn't appear to be any horn.
No horn in here, guys.
Well, crap.
Hey,
I don't care about him, his demon. I just want to get the horn and go home. Is that bad of me? I don't care.
We should probably
go over to the other.
Did he say the name of the ear niece in the book at all?
No.
Alright, did we search the room thoroughly enough?
But it could have been in the notes that you couldn't really understand that he read. So if you show him the name, he may know.
Did we search
the
rest of the tiny room enough? Is there anything else in the tiny room?
He doesn't need to know that.
There doesn't appear
to be anything. We're going towards the glowing door.
Alright. Oh, well, we should check for magic.
Yeah, let's
see. Why not? Perception. I'll check for magic.
That's fine with me.
I got a modding 15.
So are you opening the door?
Checking for magic first.
You're staring at the door.
We're checking. The door that's already partway open.
Partway open.
The door that's partway open?
That was glowing.
That's glowing.
I thought it was just glowing and closed.
No, it's partway open.
I'll just take my foot and kick it the rest of the way. Well, not like kick it hard, but just bend it.
See, guys,
I'll
like
open
stare
now
at
that y'all are here.
Yeah. She just.
I just take my shield and just go, whoop! Here we go.
Wait a minute, I could cast a fireball at it, and that would blow it open.
I will enter the room.
The door is open.
Well, as soon as the door is fully open, those clerical individuals in the party feel really, really bad.
Oh, man.
I pull out from my bag.
That's why I didn't become a clerk.
The druid doesn't feel too good, but you've had that constant headache for like the past 30 years, so, you know.
I blame him.
Yeah.
Even though you didn't.
You mean this light fixture?
If he could figure out how to make it go back in time, he could.
Now, this room is dominated by a magic circle carved into the floor, 7 feet in diameter. A small altar covered in black cloth stands in the northeast corner. The desiccated remains of a human lie in the center of this room, its hands and feet nailed to the floor with iron spikes, and its tattered robes open to reveal a body cut open and emptied of its organs.
Sorry, I didn't clean.
Which lie now, leathery bits of matter, very neatly gathered next to the body. Chill runs down your spine as you gaze upon the altar. And then obviously, that's what's...
I wonder if that's what's left of the
I checked the room for anything or anybody that might be moving.
All right, and so everybody walks in and...
That stuff happens.
It's always fun.
We start chanting.
Start screaming.
Someone says,
the screaming begins.
I apologize for not cleaning my room. I go over to the altar thingy and investigate.
Well, before we get...
It's full of black darkness.
It's full of the blickety black of the dark side.
Oh, and not even cookies.
You only knew the power of the dark side.
You would use it to kill him.
Yes. Entirely.
So while the power of the light takes longer, I killed a lot of guys in that.
What's that?
I killed a lot of guys in that game.
Yeah.
There's one that they do when they. It's part of episode 4. But they take General John Force out. Yeah, but it's Field of Dreams, General John. And she comes up and she does her little speech. And says, you were from the 60s. Get out!
Alright. So, what appears is.
Chaos Warrior.
That guy.
Shiny things.
He's a.
Soon to be dead guys.
Some sort of demon or something. Has a beard.
Yay.
And then two little demons, and then two...
Are basically devils and demons all in the same realm or something?
Robots.
In this campaign? I was curious.
No, not necessarily.
Not so.
Two small demons, and then two large demons that appear to be cased in, like, armor and are carrying long swords.
So how many total enemies? Four?
Four and the guy in the middle.
There are five. How many initiatives?
Okay.
Who was the general? Okay. I missed that.
He's the big guy.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
29.
27.
Which one? I think you're adding
that one. Doing the results. I've got quick draws. Okay, 29.
Yeah, add
that one. That one in what you room. Wait a minute.
At least another high roll.
Okay, Drennan, what did you get?
29.
29? Not 200.
Yeah.
Get some crew initiative.
Ingrid.
29. He does. Wasted all the rolls on perception.
But that's real quick for us. I might have 27 after that. I don't know.
Drew.
22.
I think I cast it on my first turn, then.
You can use your action
to
point to
it.
Hola!
21.
How
math?
18.
It's a utility
power. And magician. Minor action. You can do it during your turn and not count towards your. You can do something else.
Oh, okay.
Valley.
I will do that.
What is your initiative?
20.
20.
Oh, I think some of these demons are going to get schooled in a second.
Mm-hmm. I sure hope so.
I hope so as well. Yes.
And then I can kick them. If I can bother to see them.
Bella.
22. Move to the head. Move to the head.
Saxon.
15.
All right. Now, there is one thing that also you need to add in when you make your attack rolls. There is a minus one to attack rolls while you are in the room.
Even to those who are questionably in alignment.
No. If the doorway still open, I can shoot them through the doorway.
Yes, you will have to obviously move that on your turn to get back out. And Drendan, we are at the top.
Yeah.
It is all you.
Okay. I shall first. I shall do a quick action to find out which one's the more powerful demons, you could say, or the Barbazoo or the armor
demons.
Ring guys.
Give me an arcana check. Oh.
25.
Oh, bearded demon.
Okay, I cast Bigby's Icy Grasp.
On the bearded devil.
Bearded devil.
Which I don't care what he is.
Barbazoo. Huh?
Just turn it down.
Where do you want to put the little graspy hand?
Probably not. It might. I don't know.
I don't know.
Probably not.
But I'm sorry. Who? What?
Where do you want to put the little graspy hand?
I guess around the devil.
Is there a space next to him?
Huh?
No.
Oh.
Well, you could put it between the imp and the other dude.
Yeah.
In that box, there's a little hand.
I saw.
Cool.
Working on it.
Oh, it's actually a hand that appears on?
Okay. Yeah, okay. It sticks around for the whole combat. You make additional attacks, you have to spend actions. So keep in mind with that.
Yeah, I'll try and keep that in mind.
Okay, that works for now.
Does that work?
Grabbing his face.
Okay, so he's like, so
no,
go ahead.
Unless you modify it, it's only against undead.
Bummer.
Okay, so make the attack roll with that.
Do I have to
climb,
or is it?
It's fine for now. It'll be next to him.
Okay. So I make an attack, okay. What kind of attack do I...
Well, what does it say?
It says you conjure a 5-foot tall hot ice, 2 hit, 2 plus 8 intelligence. Oh, that's the damage. You grab minor effect, you can conjure a 5-foot. As a move action, you can move the hand up to 6 squares, and the hand attacks.
But it gets a... It attacks this round.
Intelligence versus reflex.
Right. So,
okay.
Whatever your intelligence bonus, plus obviously your level.
Okay.
Plus a d20.
Okay.
And that'll be on your actual character sheet.
Okay.
On mine.
Mine's
okay. Books. Oh, yeah, that's it.
It should be the total one next to your intelligence.
Intelligence. Oh, plus 8.
Okay, Carol, now you take these notes, and then we're about ready to begin.
Okay, sure.
Well, what are you two doing here? We don't record until tomorrow.
We're making a new promo for All Games Considered, since you were dragging your feet getting one written.
Hey.
She's right, though. It's been too long, and a lot has happened since the last promo.
Yeah, like winning the Gold Ennie for Best Gaming Podcast for 2009.
You mean the one you try to work into the conversation every other episode?
Hey.
Now, there's more than that. There's the new format.
You mean the main show every 2 weeks and the assortment of other features in the meantime?
Right, like games you may never have heard of, the review and new shows.
Don't forget the RPG buffet.
And on the main show, we have more time to focus on gaming topics.
Like board and card games.
And RPGs.
And the people who play them, from the old school to the newest of the new.
But no changeling. Hey!
Find out more at agcpodcast.info. All Games Considered, because there's more than one true way to play.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.